Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by Time Out Market Boston, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And he is also brought to you by John Sewer, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. Another day in paradise here. Two inches of rain and a little wind and gray.
I think the weekend
lovely.
The weekend will be nice for Easter, though. Are you having the family over?
I'm going to have a small gathering on Easter Sunday, okay. Yeah, it'll be nice to see the sunshine.
Are you a ham? Curtis asked the other day, are you a ham or a roast guy when it comes to Easter?
Well, why do I have to choose?
You want both.
I mean, honey-baked ham for sure, if I'm going to get to wherever I have to go to get one. And a roast, whether it's a turkey or a beef, I think I enjoy my options.
And don't overlook the value of a deliciously prepared deviled egg.
I don't like deviled eggs.
My son loves them. He loves deviled eggs.
I could do like baker's dozen of those in 30 seconds.
Not sure Easter Sunday is the day for a deviled egg.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Is that a
hard boiled and colored? That's for me.
You think Easter that's a Sunday, Southern right? thing?
What, the deviled eggs?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because I know a lot of Southerners love them.
Mom's was from the South. My late mom, Susan Hill, used to make extraordinary.
Why did they call them deviled eggs?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
Can we all just agree that peeps are disgusting?
Yes.
The worst Easter food of all time.
No, they're not disgusting. They're not very good, but they're worthy of consideration because of their vibrant colors and their texture.
I mean, the candy, the jelly bean is the unmistakable official candy of
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah. While we're on food, I didn't know this, but have you guys eaten Joe's Pizza in New York?
No.
Oh my God! It's the best pizza on the planet,
bite your tongue. I am not a
no,
fan.
No, don't tell me about bar pizza. I don't want to hear about that crap. That's just stinky little slimy bar pizza. Doesn't work for me. Joe's Pizza. Listen to me. Joe's Pizza I think it's on Brattle Street now in Cambridge. If it's the same quality as the pizza I had in New York, we were there about just before Christmas, and my wife said, "Let's take a subway ride with the boys, and we'll go get some Joe's Pizza, you won't regret it. And I'm thinking, nah, I don't want to go in the slimy, dirty subway, right? And in New York City, especially, and somebody might push me on the rail. I mean, but it was worth the risk to go to Joe's Pizza. It was incredible.
Oh, once again, you're exposing yourself as ignorant when it comes to your...
well, I expose myself in many ways, Greg.
Well, listen, you win. You're the Boston Bruins. You win a big one on Tuesday night against the Panthers, and then you come back last night and aren't able to do the same when it comes to Tampa. Where are you currently this morning on this hockey team?
I don't think they're tough enough to go deep. In the Florida game, you know, your toughest players are, you know, McAvoy and Brad Marchand, the captain. And beyond that, I don't know who shows it. I mean, Lindholm had a fight, and, you know, he threw one punch, and then he went Timothy Turtle after that. He just kind of clammed up. And you know what they have to do, in my opinion, is just play hockey. And that requires courage, but you have to turn the other cheek. And it's not what Bruins fans like, but it's the team that they have. They have to say, listen, we're gonna get hit in the head, and then we're just going to go back to the bench and come out for the next shift and let them take penalties and get your power play working. But when I think of teams that have won it, there's never a shortage of, you know, tenacity and courage. And these guys don't have that oomph that I'm hoping for. So change the approach, and it's not going to go down well with most hockey enthusiasts in Boston, but just skate away from it. You got to skate away from it and play the game. You got to play through it. That takes courage. That takes focus. But if you think you're going to try to out-tough the opposition, this team doesn't have that kind of mentality or personality.
But, Mike, if you're the coach of this team and you see the physicality, the emotion, the fight for it against the Panthers, and then the next night you see a completely different team, how do you as a coach, how does Montgomery kind of fix that?
Well, I think I just tried to explain that. He's not going to fix it. He's not going to find a way to turn a key that says you guys are mentally incredibly tough or physically tough, but you can turn the key to be mentally tough. Sometimes when people aren't really up to the task of facing physical confrontation, sometimes it's not a bad idea to say to them, hey, don't worry about it. You don't have to confront anybody. All you have to do is play hockey. Don't be afraid to go to the corners, of course, and maybe take a hit. Don't be afraid to go to the front of the net. But you don't have to drop the gloves. You don't have to show macho man to the crowd. Just play the game, stay focused on it, and let them be stupid and try to prove their masculinity like men have done for ages, as you know, Courtney, and just play the game.
What do you do if you're Jim Montgomery when Pat Maroon is ready to come back playoff time?
I don't know if he's ready or not. You know, Brazeau has played really well.
Yeah.
Does he have a spot? I mean, do you feel the need that you have to put in a guy that's physical, that's had a whole bunch of fights and has gone to the Stanley Cup final? I guess I can't measure that until I actually see him skate and play. I mean, I've had back surgery before. It's not an easy surgery to come through. And it takes a long time to get into playing shape. He hasn't skated in a long time. I mean, he hasn't played certainly in longer than that. But it's just, you know, I don't know what to do with that. He slows down the pace. I'd rather keep the pace high, and I'd rather keep it, you know, up-tempo. But, you know, he'll satisfy the itch that most Boston fans have when they watch a game because he'll punch somebody in the head.
But then you end up having to make that decision about Brazeau and the you know, he's had him, you know, moving up a little bit third line and really I feel like Scheim and I were talking about this on the show yesterday or the day before, like that's a guy that I think you really want to have in your lineup come playoff time.
I don't disagree at all. I mean he's earned his spot in the lineup. I mean can you find a way to fit another guy that's a You know, I don't think Brazeau is that slow, but he's a little bit lumbering. And if you put in another guy that's more than a little lumbering and older and maroon, does that slow you down? Does that accomplish what you want? And what is it that you're trying to accomplish with Maroon in the lineup? Just physicality? Be able to go to the corner? I mean, he's tested, and I like the player. But it's been a long time since he's been in a uniform, and it's been a long time since, you know, he's played it with any kind of pace. I don't know that. I think it'll be an interesting decision. I don't know if he'll make it to put him in, but clearly when they went out to get him, they had a purpose in mind. And if he's ready to go, I'm sure you're going to see him in the lineup, especially if they start to get bounced around in a first round series against somebody whoever that might be. And then everybody starts to react viscerally, which is not the way, not the way I want this team to go. Just play hockey, take the whack in the head and skate away. But you got to go back to the corner with the same ferocity. You have to go to the net with the same ferocity, but you won't be able to satisfy the, you know, guttural needs of the crowd. They're not made for that. Sorry, I wish they were.
I can't believe you, of all people, is suggesting this as a strategy.
Well, you know, as a coach, you have to go with what you have.
Yeah.
And so go with what you have. This is not a team that's physical. I mean, when I see Lindholm, like last night, I was really pissed off at Pastrnak. When they scored the open net goal, he was coming back, and it was Kucherov that was coming around the back of the net. And he sort of slowed up and let him just put it in the open net. Crush the guy. And then I said, well, he's never going to crush the guy. He's just not going to do it. He's not made up for that. So don't try to teach the dog a different kind of a trick if he doesn't want to learn it.
Mike, it's interesting because when we always hear hockey and we talk about hockey, we talk about team not being tough enough. But as the league has changed and the enforcers have kind of gone away from the game, is toughness just a way of now saying, is this team, can they play physical? Can they be physical? Can they, like you said, getting those dirty areas? Can they get in front of the net? And it's not about the fighting. Is that what, like, the new toughness is? Can a team be physical when they need to be physical?
You mean without fighting?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, like, fighting is... You know, do we even look at fighting like it used to be? There's no – players are not, like, scared of enforcers.
Well, you want somebody who's going to be able to hold guys accountable at some point. Like, you need to have that.
Well,
no,
that's what I'm asking. Do you
no,
really
you don't.
Need that in today's
you don't.
Game?
I don't. You want it.
I want it.
And Bruins fans want it. They don't have it. Who's got it on that? There's no Terry O'Reilly there. There's no John Wensink. There's no Stan Jonathan. There's not even a Mike Milbury to stand up for him, and I was way down on the list of tough guys on that team. There just isn't anybody there that's going to do it. Frederick is okay, although he had his, you know, closet cleaned yesterday, and I just don't think that they don't need to. It requires incredible discipline, and it does require incredible internal strength to go through that, take a punch, and not push back, not punch back. It's really hard to do, especially if it's built into you. But this team doesn't have enough of the guys that if they do punch back, that there's somebody else to back them up and somebody else to back him up and to come at it with the incessant mode that makes it effective. That's almost intimidating. That's not there for them. They're going to have to intimidate by their resilience and their mental fortitude, not physical.
I'm assuming that's why they went. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but that's why they went and got Lucic.
Yeah, that's right. They wanted to satisfy the need for, you know, it's satisfaction, physical retaliation. And, you know, and even at his age, he was not going to be the kind of player that he was when he was early on. But, you know, and I understand that it's sort of ingrained in the game in a certain way, but I need to see a different approach. And one of the other things that I will talk about today is the goaltending. We do it every week anyway. I want Swayman in net. I don't want to play for the, you know, the analytical Swede. When I played in front of goaltenders, I wanted somebody that had passion, had some fire, had some care. And I think Omar probably does have that. But this sort of the personality is not the kind of personality, personally, that I would want to play in front of. I want somebody with some fight and some fire. And, you know, I don't know why they call him Bulldog, but that seems appropriate enough for me for a goaltender. You want somebody that fights every shot. And I don't even want there to be a question anymore. Let the kid fight through his last few tough outings, get through it, and put him in net. And then trade the other guy in the offseason as soon as you can.
Mike,
that was mild, wasn't it?
No, I love it. I love it.
As of right now, it looks like the Bruins would have, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, would have the Tampa Bay Lightning. Is there a team that you would prefer to see in the first round to give the Bruins the best chance? Because personally, I don't want to see the Lightning. I think Vasilevsky's just too good, especially this time of year, and that team has so much experience in the playoffs that they would be a nightmare round one. Is there a team that you would want to see round one? Like, would you want to see Toronto?
I'd rather see Montreal, but that's not going to happen. I mean, I'd probably rather see Toronto. There are no layups in the first round. Philadelphia, if they make it, is probably going to be the weakest link in the top playoff teams. But I'm not sure they're going to make it. Washington's coming hard, and they've been coming hard for a while now. So Toronto seems like a logical choice. They've had good success against them during the regular season. They've had historical success against them. But this Matthews is a beast. And they have other guys on the team that can score, you know, at will. It's be careful what you wish for. But I guess if they finish second, it will be Toronto. And it will be extraordinarily interesting. And I don't think a pushover. But I'm not looking to get Toronto. I'd be happier with Philadelphia or, you know, but not Tampa. You're right. I think you're right on about Tampa. They found a rhythm, and, you know, they've been able to replace a lot of the guys that they've lost due to their success because of, you know, money concerns or what have you. And they're sort of they look like they're back in the hunt, and I don't think anybody saw it coming.
All right, Mike Milbury, we're getting there. We're getting close to playoff time on Causeway Street, and we will talk to you again next week. Have a great Easter.
Can I do one other thing?
Yeah.
The Patriots aren't going to win another Super Bowl for 30 years.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nice. Long time. Love that.
See, 30, a long time.
30
it's
years.
The law of averages, you know? I mean, they lost Brady, they lost Belichick. And they're left with the Crafts. I'd rather have Belichick and Brady than Jonathan and Bob. See ya.
Wow. Well said, I think, from Mike Milbury.
That is a long time.
Ooh, what a way to send off, too.
Yeah.
Just a mic drop.
Greg will be 87. It's the immediate math I did.
Why would you do that?
I just wanted to make sure you were still around.
He's not going to make it to 87.
Yeah, you will.
I'm very healthy.
Yeah.
I know it's a joke on this program, but mm-hmm. I am.
You go to a steakhouse 5 nights a week.
Yeah. For salads.
Protein.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
You're basically doing keto.
Yeah, it's keto. I mean.
And that's a good cut of beef, too.
It's good, yeah.
You think trainer Dan is not going to help me get to 87 years old?
I
mean, the guy, we got a full stretch today.
Right. Yeah.
And generally. Generally, the ones who get to 87, don't they kind of just live life?
Yeah.
They're never the
I'll
healthiest
tell you something.
Ones.
There is nothing. There's not many things that are more pleasurable than a full lower core stretch from Trainer Dan. I just got to tell you, if you haven't done it, you got to.
Hands on?
Huh?
Of course.
Hands on stretch?
Of course.
Would you say Dan's your soulmate?
You got to activate the glutes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Love a good stretch.
Don't you love a good stretch?
Oh, I absolutely
is there anything love better
it.
Than it?
There is nothing better than a good stretch.
Both in the prone position and in the other?
I love it sideways, throwing the leg over.
That's why I think you should come to yoga.
No, nah. Because yoga is individuals. It's a good place. Go to Stretch Zone. They do it for you. And like you
Ding.
Said...
Ding for Stretch Zone.
No, but as a former athlete, you never really stretched yourself. It was always the trainers.
Yeah.
And you're right. The stretch that you get when somebody else is doing it.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Because I have an issue because of the broken ankle where I was favoring my right side.
Yep.
So my left side, core-wise, is a tad bit jacked up.
Yeah.
That happened to Alvin Kamara, actually, when he had his knee injury. His left leg literally weighed 2 pounds more than his right leg.
The least shocking news ever is that Greg leans right.
Curtis, well done.
And it's good to activate those muscles with somebody.
Okay. You can hear Mike Milbury on this show every Thursday during the playoffs. And we hope it's for a long time during the playoffs when it comes to our Bruins. Mm-hmm. Red Sox front office report on opening day coming up at 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.